Hello and welcome to my podcast. This is my first episode. I'm going to talk about where I started. It's mostly about my love life, like my first girl, from where I started and up until now. There's a lot of up and downs towards the journey, but I'm also going to talk about, like, what am I going to do, like, what's my plan, what's my idea, what's my actions, and all of that. Okay, without further ado, let's start. The first day how I met this girl, her name is Nazira. From the first day I met her, I was at this one corner lobby at the ground floor. Well, a lot of people go there just because the Wi-Fi signal is strong. Yeah, I had my eye on her. Like, a few days, I look at her. She's really beautiful. She's really pretty, and she looks very matured. And the first day I met her is near the lobby. It's a small area. It's like, I think, around a room size. I go to the ground floor. I want to use my internet as well. I want to use Wi-Fi there. So that Wi-Fi is the strongest. So when I reached from the ground floor, I got outside. I saw her alone. Decide. I saw her alone sitting there. Pretty much I'm thinking that she's checking Instagram or something, I don't know. But when I saw her, I'm like, okay, I wanna make my approach. Okay, and I'm very shy. But you know what, why not? I bring my courage up. But yeah, it doesn't seem very courage in her eyes, but to her eyes, her first impression when she saw me trying to approach her is like a very shy cat type of guy trying to approach her. Okay, I had my first impression of you. I thought she looks mature because she looks. Right, 25. She's very mature. Okay, sorry about that. I was a bit coughing just now. Currently my lungs is a bit, I don't know, I feel a bit of uncomfortable, maybe a bit of a dust or a lot of moisture in my lungs. Kind of cough a lot, a bit, recently. Never mind that. Okay. From my point of view, I saw her as 25 because she was matured. But I know her age is the same as mine. That time my age was 19, her age was 19. Her first impression of me is like I'm 15. Or something like that. Yeah. And my impression of her, she's like 25 or 24. Like that. She looked at me, I'm like 15 or something, because she said to me like last time, because the way I wear the clothes is like, pretty much I look like a 15-year-old. But yeah, okay, so what I do is, I go to her, I approach her, Single, what's your name? What's your age? I sit down next to her. I speak in English because, yeah, I love speaking with someone in English. And yeah, when I heard her speaking back in English to me, I'm like, oh, it's the voice is really sweet. It's like, you know what, if at first in my mind it's like, I want her to be my girlfriend because I like that voice. Like, I want that English sweet voice, like, to keep on talking to me every day. But yeah, longer and longer when the time passed, of course I want her to be my wife because I want to keep that forever. Okay, but before anything of that happens, yeah, we talk a lot. We talk about the Shanty debate, like how you get good in English. Like I said, to me personally, yeah, I got good English because I watched English cartoons or English movies, and also because of my high school. Because my high school uses English as a medium, so pretty much a lot of my friends speak in English. It's develop like that from school a bit easier. And also at home is also a medium English but a bit lower, but it's a mix with Malay as well. Okay, so when I got to know her a bit, I'm actually happy. But on that day, I don't remember, is it on that day or the second day I met her? But on that day, I don't want her to like disappear just like that because I love interacting with her. So what I did was I want her number. To her eyes, the way she said to me is like, it's also a cheesy line to get her number. Okay, when I got her number, the way I say it is because, okay, can I have your number? Because, you know, if I get lost or something, I can easily contact you, like, where, or you get lost or something. Yeah, the line is pretty much like that a bit. Or then, like, those, like, you can... Okay, I haven't told you that the whole story. The whole story is I met her at Mecca. Is at an Arab country. Okay, we go in a group called Gamilan Group. At that time, the group was small. It is a small company. It's not like Andalusia. There's another company that we usually go there. That company was so big. But I go to this group called Gamilan. Yeah, I met her in that small group company. There's this one going to guide us. We call him as the Ustad. So yeah, I pretty much say something like that to a similar, saying that, you know, if you get lost or I get lost, I can call you saying like, okay, hey, where's the Ustad or anything, because Mecca is considered quite big. Yeah. So she giggled a bit, and yeah, she gave her my number from that day. And then I go up after getting her number. I don't know why, that was the happiest day of my life. I walked up, I'm smiling, I get into my room with my family in it, I'm still smiling. My mom and dad and my sister saw me smiling, and I'm like, I'm just happy. And I'm just saying that, yeah, I'm just happy. So pretty much the, like, time passed by. I would go to ground floor. I didn't use the internet much actually. I wanted to talk to her. So yeah, pretty much few days passed by. I start constantly talking to her, and I love it day by day. So at the same time, I have an eye on her. Like, she's so beautiful and pretty. In any possible way. I miss her now. Seeing everything. Okay, we fast forward a bit to the journey, okay? And then we go back to our country, back on Malaysia. Before going back to Malaysia, I did ask her, like, do you have a license? I want to see your license. So I just want to see her license and, yeah, her driving license. Yeah, she gave me her driving license. I look at her driving license, I'm like, wow. I look at her younger face, I'm like, she looks really cute. She was really cute when she was young. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, she's 16 maybe in the picture, I don't know. But yeah, but I'm impressed. Okay, that time I'm impressed because it's in a bus going back to the shuttle to go back to our country in Malaysia, and with a lot of people there in there, and she still talks to me and she showed her driving license to me. I'm actually very happy for her doing that, showing it to me. So yeah. Actually, I already had a thing. I have a feeling towards her, like, I love her. But it's not love yet at that time. It's just I like her. I like her personality. I like everything about her. So yeah, before going back to Malaysia, I want to try to spend at least any possible time with her, because I don't even know when I can see her again, or could be that's the last time and could be never. So yeah, I'm just afraid that happens. So what I do is, okay, going back to the airplane, getting back to Malaysia, I realized that her seat is 4-3 seats in front of me or something, but on the other side. I don't actually mind, but one thing I do in the airplane is, like, I love watching the movies that they have. So yeah, I really enjoy watching it, like, because it's like, I think it's around 12 hours or 16 hours journey going back. So yeah, getting back to Malaysia, there's a problem in the aeroplane, okay? There is a big problem. Suddenly, police came in. I'm like, what? What the hell? Like, why are the police in here? And it's really confusing. I'm like, what the fuck? Well, like, we landed already. And why are you delaying? Like, come on. Like, yeah, I miss... of course you're gonna miss your home country, right? You kind of missed it and kind of not missed it because of the heat that Malaysia provides. It's kind of hot. Even though staying at Mekah is really hot, but it doesn't have humidity, so you're not gonna get sweat or something. It's just really hot, pure hot, that doesn't give you a sweat. Okay, with humidity and hot, it's kind of equivalent to uncomfortable. So staying in Mecca doesn't feel that uncomfortable much. It's just dry lips. Actually, I don't have dry lips. I don't know why other people have dry lips. I don't have dry lips at all. So yeah. I forgot to mention, like, before I get back to Malaysia, my hair was bald. Yes, because I cut my hair there, like, pretty much bald and I took a picture with her. I'm sorry, my story is not sequenced, because my brain suddenly said, oh yeah, you missed out this part, and I missed out this part, so yeah, I'm just gonna randomly say it. We take our first picture, actually the second picture we take is together at the lobby, where my hair was already bald, and yeah, she did, okay, one thing I realized, taking selfies with her throughout the picture, she has the same smile, she do the same pose. I'm like, damn, like, is she okay? You know, you take a lot of photos, okay, but consistency, her face is like that. I'm like, shit, she really knows how to take a picture or what? Like, nice, it's all consistent. It's like there's no a bit of a fraction that, oh, okay, this picture looks different on you. Now her face is the same. So I'm actually happy, but at the same time I'm like, can you try to do a bit of a different face, take a picture of me? So I think I call it a smug face, like trying to be cool face or smug face. And then yeah, I'm actually impressed. She follows to do the same thing as well, and I love it. So yeah, we take that picture, and I thought that was our first picture. Actually, that's not our first picture, that was our second or third picture. The first picture that both of us didn't realize that our first picture was taken at. Sorry about that. Okay, the first picture we're taking together is actually at. This is a bit detailed towards the slum. Is talking about. Okay, where. Okay, I'm gonna do a bit of a slang, so I don't care. Where Adam and Hera meet at this one big. It's not considered a mountain, it's considered a bit of a rock. So they just slide on there. Okay? Yeah, that's the place that we take our picture on top. I didn't realize that's our first picture until both of us like talked to each other, like who like, okay, what, which one's our first picture? So that's our first picture. So I'm actually really happy when that's our first picture. Like, up until now, I'm doing my podcast, I'm so happy. Even before, I'm also happy because, okay, first, I met her, of course, for a reason. Okay, and I want to keep my reasons answer to my last podcast. That's why I'm happy that our first picture is that spot. So I'm really happy. So I'm gonna keep the answer to my last podcast and also last goals. What am I going to achieve? Okay. Where was I again? Oh yes, talking about. That's about a picture. Okay, we're talking about the aeroplane part. Okay, the police came in. It's a bit of a weird part. Okay, and then they give an announcement. There's Auntie Omachi or something. She lost her gold ring, like gold ring. Like, I think it's an expensive one, because pretty much police came in and stopped everyone to move out, and do a check and search. Yeah, it took really a long time, and they still don't found where that gold ring is. I don't know how she misplaced it. I don't know who took it. But it's a ring, you must wear it on your finger or something. I don't even know how she misplaced it. But yeah. So on that day, Mylene is starting to go out. So I quickly stand up, because I saw her, she's going to stand up as well. So I quickly stand up and get behind her. Actually, I don't need to do that quickly, because my room is pretty much there, but I don't know why. I think from my point of view, I rushed it going up towards the back. So yeah, I don't know, but that time I really want to spend time with her for my last time, because I don't even know when or what or how we're gonna meet each other again. So yeah, what I saw is that she's wearing this wonderful dress. And her the dress has two, what is it called? You gotta tie it up to make it look nice at the back. It's like you have to tie it as a ribbon at the back of her. It's actually loosed, so there's two lines. Is it lines or rope? I don't know, but let's call it straight lines or something, because I'm not good at dress. Yeah, those two straight lines. So what I do is I say, oh wait, like I want to help out, and I tie it into a ribbon at the back. So yeah, that's what I do. And she said thank you and everything, and I'm like, yeah. Okay, as time goes by, we're going out. I didn't realize that I was going out alone. Okay, my parents are all still in the airplane, and I'm with her, and she's with her family. Yeah, I didn't realize that part until, yeah, okay, let's okay, let's keep that story for a while. But yeah, I didn't realize that part. So I just follow her and go outside, and I still talk to her while her family is with her as well. I realized her family is with her, but I didn't realize that my family is not with me. I thought my family is somewhere at the back, but actually no, they're still in the plane. So I'm actually out of the plane first. So I still talk to her, going through this. Okay, and then we have to go through a train. Okay, to the train. We stop by and wait for the train, and then I realize where my parents are not there is when we stop at the train, waiting for the train. I look at the back. I'm like, shit, what the hell is my family? Like, crap. Okay, I don't even know where my family is. So I'm like, should I wait here? I think I should wait here for her. And then her family offered, like, oh, do you want to ride the train as well? So I'm like, no, it's okay, I'll wait for my parents. Yeah, they may be on the way or something. So I watch her get on the train, moving forward, and I'm like, it's okay. But first thing in my mind is like, oh shit, what's my parents? So yeah, actually on that time, I already had a bad first impression on her brother. Okay, remember the part about the ring stores thing on the gold ring? Yeah, her brother thought I stole the gold ring. Because, why? I go out with her family instead of my family. Right, if all of you listening, it's considered a bit true. Okay, to be honest, I didn't even know where the hell that ring is. I didn't even steal it. My purpose is to spend time with Nazira here. And I didn't realize that I have a family still in the plane. Okay, so just go. Yeah. Her brother thought I stole the ring because I followed their family and walking together. To me, it's like, okay, by that time I didn't realize, but one thing I remember is I want to spend time with them. So that's the goal. So I put other emotions aside. And pretty much, yeah, I didn't realize that it also can be a conflict because I'm with another family. And maybe I could steal the ring as well. Then who knows? Who knows, I still have the ring in my house. No, I'm kidding, I didn't even steal the ring. Okay, so then a few minutes later, actually just 5 or 3 minutes later, my family came. And then, okay, we go to the plane, and then we go to the train. Go to the train, go to this bag of luggage, and trying to pick up our luggage. Actually, when I got all my luggage, I saw her and her family, actually. Really far. She didn't saw me actually, because they wanna go home. I saw them on the other side with their trolley. My heart is a bit of sad seeing her leave like that. I'm like, okay, this is the last. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna remember this moment. Up until now, I still remember how they left. Where I watched them from afar. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm sad. Yes. I didn't realize that I forgot that I had her number. Okay? Because what I want that time is not having her number and I'm done. No. What I want is conversation with her. Because I love talking to her. It's not because I love... No, I don't think of talking on the phone is, or talking, texting is good. I think conversation face to face is better. The way she talks, her emotion, you can see everything. Her emotion, her face, her body language, everything. And if she giggles or she laughs. Okay, and after that, it was my first uni, my first university start of diploma, and her first university start of, she didn't start in diploma, she doing foundation, because she wanna skip all this diploma thingy and jump to degree. I know she can do that, she's a smart girl, and she knows how to cope her schedule well. Like me, I know I can't do that. Like, I know jumping on foundation to degree, for it's easier, you save a lot of years, but to me, it's like, I know my capabilities, I know I already finished the PM, I want a bit of a fun time, like, not a fun time, it's meaning a relaxing time, so diploma is actually very relaxing. Compared to foundation where you cram everything 3 years to 1 year, so yeah. So after that, I go to my university. Okay, this is my story from my university. I put my story on university on the next podcast. I'm still going to do it now, but since it's almost 30, so I'm gonna make every podcast 30 minutes, at least 30 minutes. So, next episode is talking about my university and how both of us get to meet each other again. Stay tuned to the next podcast. Hope you like this first podcast of mine. Sorry if my voice is not clear or my voice is a bit of a childish. Actually, my voice is already broken. This is my matured voice that doesn't sound matured. Yes. Oh yeah. My voice broke on phone 5. Yeah, I'm quite a late bloomer. Or not quite a late bloomer, very late bloomer. Stay tuned to my next podcast. I'm going to do it now on my second podcast. Stay tuned.